Funding for Think comes from SMU's Master of Liberal Studies.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. Does aid to poor countries really make a difference? Over the last four decades, developing nations have received an estimated $2 trillion in foreign assistance, and some critics point to the hundreds of millions who live on less than $1.25 a day as evidence that development funds have been wasted. But my guest today says the focus on individual income fails to account for the fact that many people in the world's poorest states are in fact leading longer, healthier, and more hopeful lives than their parents and grandparents could have dreamed. Charles Kenny is a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development and a Schwartz Fellow at the New America Foundation, on leave from his position as a senior economist at the World Bank. His new book is called Getting Better: Why Global Development is Succeeding and How We Can Improve the World Even More. Charles, welcome to Think.
Thanks for having me.
Many people who are committed to helping the developing world choose to focus on its crises, perhaps in an effort to convince wealthy people in wealthy countries that, in fact, their help is urgently needed. What is the danger in that approach?
Well, it misses out on the immense progress that we've seen and the immense improvements in the quality of life that have affected, you know, the vast majority of populations on every continent, including Africa, which is the, you know, usual subject of these articles on how everything's going horribly wrong. So if you take the example of Africa, the proportion of Africans who were refugees in 2005 was 0.5%. And the number who died in wars over the last sort of four decades was average 0.01%. And for the rest of those people, I mean, those people, you know, it's a tragedy that they died, it's a tragedy that they were made refugees. But for the rest, for the vast majority of Africa, we've seen, you know, huge progress. So just to take one example, life expectancy in sub-Saharan Africa was just 41 years in 1960, and it had climbed by more than 10 years to over 50 years by 2005. And literacy rates sort of more than doubled over the three decades between 1970 and 2000. And I could go on. I mean, just a huge range of indicators suggest really marked progress in the quality of life for the great majority of people in Africa.
And one reason that I guess we don't acknowledge or recognize that progress is that many people compare it to the East Asian miracle that causes us to view places like Vietnam and South Korea and China as such extraordinary success stories. Can you give us some perspective on the comparisons between East Asia and sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, East Asia saw economic growth rates, which were unprecedented in human history, sort of 6, 7, 8% per person per year increases in income over, you know, 20-year period. A dramatic and hugely important global event, which has really lifted a lot of people out of poverty to, you know, middle-class standards of living. And that is great news, and I don't mean to downplay that. And meanwhile, in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa, you know, many countries are as poor as they were in 1960. So, you know, it's not that there isn't a